Our lesson tonight, we're dealing with the fear of death. We're dealing with death. When we struggle with death, do you know that Jesus understands? So we can be at peace. In Hebrew, the second chapter, verse 14 through verse 18, the Hebrew writer said, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death all of their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people." Here Jesus died. Jesus understand death. Jesus conquered death. Jesus fought death. Jesus overcame death. Jesus whipped death, and he got up on that third day. And so we can understand now why Jesus can come to our rescue and why he can give us the comfort that we need when it comes to death. Whatever we need, do you know God got it? And so when we look at death even further, frequently, Jesus helped others deal with death. Now, in Luke, the 7th chapter, 11 through 15, we notice that Jesus interrupted a funeral procession, and he raised a young man from the dead. When we look at Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 40 through 42 and 49 through 55, we see that he made his way through a house that was full of mourners, and he raised a little girl from the dead. He shed tears by the grave of one of his friends in John 11, 32 through 44. He shed tears by the side of the tomb in Bethany for his friend Lazarus. Jesus knows death. That is one of the reasons that we can look to him, because he has conquered death, and therefore I don't have to fear death, because I know what Jesus has done for me in his death. And I know what Jesus has done for everyone that obey him. And when you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and become a member of his church, you have the victory. And so we find when Jesus talked about the trauma that death brings into our lives, he speaks as someone who understands. He talked to God about his feelings. He prayed. If you go to Matthew, the 26th chapter, beginning with verse 36 and read on through verse 44, and we don't have time to do that, so we just paraphrase. But you notice that Jesus, when he took his disciples, three of them with him, because he was getting ready to go to the cross, he knew he was facing death. But when you look at the side of humanity, Jesus had something to say on this side. And then when you look at the side of divinity, Jesus had something to say on that side. But as Jesus took his disciples with him and asked them to pray with him for a little while, because he said, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. And then you remember he said, Father, in his prayer, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. This is the human side of Jesus now. Jesus was looking at death from the physical point, from the side of humanity, and said, if it be your will, if there is any other way that it can possibly be done, let this cup pass from me. But then he looked at it from the other side, and he knew what his Father had sent him into the world to do. And then he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And it was the Father's will that Jesus died. That's why he came into the world. That's what the Hebrew writer is saying. That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Jesus came that he could fight the devil. You see, now let me tell you one thing about the devil. If the devil had known that in crucifying the Son of God, putting him in the grave, and he was going to rise, do you know he would have never done it according to 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter? But he didn't know it, did he? And so therefore, he was an instigator of the crucifixion of Christ's death. But he didn't know Jesus was going to be resurrected. But when Jesus was resurrected, that's where he defeated death, hell, and the grave. That's where he destroyed the work of the devil. Look here again at verse 14, the last part of it. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now that word destroy does not mean annihilated. He didn't annihilate the devil, because we know the devil is still alive and very busy. But what did he do? He disarmed death. He disarmed the devil. And so he took the sting out of death when he disarmed the devil, and Jesus rose victory over death. And that's why over in the first chapter of the book of Revelation, and about verse 18, you notice what Jesus said. Jesus said that he had the power over death. He said, I am he that liveth that was dead, but I live now forevermore. Amen. And I have the key of death and hell. You see, Jesus disarmed the devil, took his power away. That's why man was always in fear in verse 17. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. But in verse 15, and delivered them who through fear of death were all of their lifetime subject to bondage. See, that's one of the reasons that we fear death, because we don't know what Jesus has really done for us when he went in that grave. But when he went in that grave and stayed in that grave for 3 days and got up the third day, he got up with all power in heaven and in earth. He disarmed Satan, and now he got the power over the devil. When you look at 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, listen to what the Apostle Paul had to say about death, because Paul wanted to know, in order to answer the Corinthians' questions that they was asking him all about death. So when you get to verse 55, he said, O death, where is thy sting? You know, I still want to know today, where is thy sting? Do you know death was powerful? Paul said in Romans chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. Do you know that it costs you something to sin? And the wages of sin, your payday is death. But because of what Jesus has done, when I obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and I come to Jesus in my faith, knowing that he is the Son of God, that he died, was buried, and resurrected, he is the great power that is in that gospel. And when I obey that gospel with him and come up out of the watery grave of baptism, I'm a new creation. I've got all of the benefits of Ephesians 1 and Romans chapter 5. I got everything that I need. And anything that I need, God got it, and God got more than enough. I don't have to worry about death. Then Paul goes on to say, oh grave, where's the victory? You know, grave can't hold my body down. One of these days, I'm going to get up and I'm going to have a new body. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and 7, the wise man Solomon says that the body went back to the dust from whence it came, and the spirit returned to God from whence it came. You see, when I die, I'm sleeping for a while, but after a while, when Jesus sound that trumpet in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when he shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel, I'm going to get up and I'm going to have a new body. I'm going to meet him in the air. See, death can't hold me down. In Revelation, the 14th chapter 13, John said, I heard a voice from Jesus saying, blessed are the dead that died in the Lord. Henceforth, yes, said the Spirit, they shall rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. In Psalms 23 and verse 4, the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. I have Jesus with me. And Jesus will meet me when my time come to cross the chilly streams of death. He'll meet me there. And he's going to carry me across. You know why? Because I have given him my life. I've lived for him. I've done everything that he's asked me to do, and he'll do everything that he promised me that he would do. And in Revelation, the 11th chapter, or the 20th chapter, in verse 11, he said that I saw the dead, both small and great, stand before the judgment of God, and the book was opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And everybody was judged out of the books. We're going to be judged by this. And whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I don't have to worry about the second death because I have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and now God has given me victory over death. And when Jesus come again, I'm going to rise from this old grave and meet him in there and have a body just like the Lord's. I got the victory over there. I don't fear death. I ain't in no hurry to go.